You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio on ESPN Radio 1700. Now, live in studio, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest, and now we can actually say repeat offender, Gene McNaughton's in the house. Welcome, Gene.
Hey, everybody. I am so grateful to be here. Really excited about the content today.
Yeah, I'm excited, too. This is going to be fun. Let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Yeah, a lot going on in the news today. I think this would have, had he lived this long today, probably would have been, those of you that are old like me will remember this, probably would have been President Reagan's favorite day. Today is National Jelly Bean Day. You gotta love it. National, I love jelly beans, jelly bellies. I'll go either way. Don't say I go both ways. No, jelly beans, jelly bellies, love them both. Ronald Reagan made, how about those, all those on his desk? Do you remember back then? Yeah, I know a lot of you don't remember back then. You're not as old as I am.
Smoking!
Yeah. Moving right along, a little bit of sad news, obviously. We had the passing of Prince yesterday. We reported that. Just going on right about the time that we were on air. Is that not an exciting time? Who was your favorite artist? Were you in the age of Prince? Was that part of your genre? Of course, I guess anybody that's been alive for the last 30, 40 years would have been of the age of Prince. Man, what a tremendous artist. I heard a repeat of something I had heard once before. And they were asking Eric Clapton. The question to Eric Clapton is, how does it feel to be the greatest guitarist alive? And he, quick as they said, I don't know, ask Prince. Pretty interesting when you think about Eric Clapton saying something like that. And I'm going to go there, Gene. We discussed whether I should go there, but, you know, it is me. I do say the things that many people don't want to hear me say, but here's the commentary. Do you remember when Prince removed his name from his, I don't know what you refer to it. I mean, basically he said he wants to be known as the artist formerly known as Prince. He didn't have a name at that point. I don't know if he ever changed that. So my question is, if he didn't change it, what are they going to put on his tombstone? Is it just going to be blank? I don't know. You tell me. Just Ron at ronsiegelradio.com or tweet me at Ron Siegel. It's, being that I'm already gone down that road, I can continue down this slippery slope. I know that this one is going to be controversial as well, especially being that our flagship station, ESPN Radio. NBA commissioner says the All-Star game will only be in Charlotte if they change their laws. Now, I'm going to tell you like it is. I always do. I'm not a big fan of this law about allowing transgender to go in the bathroom of their choice. Now, I would say probably 99.9 out of 100 lesbians, gays, bisexuals, transgenders, 99.9 out of 100 are fine people, most likely. I don't know all of them, but I would, that's just my guess. Almost all fine people. The slippery slope that bothers me in this, and I have nieces, I don't have daughters, but what about the sexual predators that are not good people, that are dressing up so they have access to a bathroom and no one's supposed to question that? Really? I think that the NBA, the presidential candidates, they should stay out of this whole conversation. People of North Carolina believe this way. Let the people of North Carolina do as they wish. That's why we have state, local, and federal government, so people can are not controlled by somebody who thinks they are the almighty. My personal opinion, if the NBA doesn't want to go there, good riddance. Stay away. Maybe, what's this guy's name? Adam Silver. Go back to the same hole you crawled into. His predecessor, David Stern, messed up our Lakers anyway. So just my personal opinion. I hope they don't. I hope that North Carolina does not cave to this political correct or political incorrect, depending upon your perspective, point of view. Again, just one person's opinion. Speaking of one person's opinion, once again, the president of the United States, unbelievable.
You're absolutely useless.
Here's the issue today. The president scolding the British, telling them they should stay in the European Union because of Iran, climate change, the Trans-Pacific Trade Agreement, and because their sovereignty is outdated. Really? That's what the president of the United States has to say to the people of Britain? And they still let him stay there. There's a lot of people in Britain that are not happy about his commentary. They're not happy that he is there. They want him to go home. Now, here's the funny part of this, the irony of this, the fact about our president.
Nothing like a little air superiority.
He's over lecturing to the British about what they should do. Yet when Benjamin Netanyahu came here to speak to Congress about the catastrophe called the Iran, let's give them nukes deal, the president was all against that, that he shouldn't butt into American politics. Really? Is that what the president thought then, but what he thinks now is a little bit different?
What are you doing?
Yeah, I don't think he has a clue there. Just, again, my opinion, and what's the president up to now? I wonder what he would do if the Prime Minister of Great Britain came to the U.S. and started campaigning for one of our candidates. Yeah, well, probably wouldn't like it unless it was the candidate that the president was endorsing. But that's just another one of my own personal opinions I share so readily. Another report coming out. The minimum wage hike won't solve poverty. Really?
Surprise.
Can't imagine how anybody could think that the minimum wage hike will not solve poverty. But wait a second, this report came out of UC Berkeley? Really? UC Berkeley is saying something won't, that more government is not going to help solve problems? I thought the UC campus, especially Berkeley, would be about as far left as they get. They might even be endorsing Bernie Sanders. I don't know. Think about that. Now, you get a $10 minimum wage right now, and Bernie Sanders proposes 90% tax. You get to make a dollar an hour. Raise it to $15 minimum wage, so you're all the way up to a whopping $1.50 an hour. And that's only for the people that don't get their jobs replaced by the kiosk at McDonald's or Carl's Jr. Oh, yeah, Carl's Jr., they left here. They took their headquarters with them and moved out of state. But no, nobody's going to lose their job over these things. And Governor Brown even said, Governor Brown made the comment. I don't agree with too much Governor Brown has ever done. If he would resign, I'd agree with that, but I don't think that's going to happen. But even said that this was not done for economic benefit. It was only done for political benefit. Yet, you don't hear that on the lame street media. They won't go there. Speaking about going there, Medi-Cal set to expand coverage to undocumented children. Now, anybody in their right mind would know that we need to be taking care of children. They need medical attention. They go to a hospital. They go to an emergency room. They are cared for. They should be cared for. That's just humanitarian. But to give them an insurance policy that they can't afford? Does that make any sense to anybody?
You know better than that.
Unreal. But hey, you know something? This is the state of confusion. We like taxes. We like to do whatever we can to wait a second. I was going to say we like to do what we can to shoot ourselves in the foot, but we don't even want the guns here. Unbelievable. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, have we got a topic for you? If you thought we've been going down that slope today, salesmen suck? Really? We're going to ask Gene about it. I didn't say that one. I'm just quoting the expert. New home buyers looking for green options, not paint. Disputing my credit report error. It didn't work. Now what do I do? Surprise, surprise. Is refinancing your car loan worth it? All that and more. You can reach us anytime. The off-air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But you can catch the video replay, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my that's my message. And I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. That would be your household board of directors. If you don't have one, you need one. You need guidance. And we're not talking about pennies here, folks. When you talk about a house, when you talk about your family's retirement, when you talk about your kids' weddings and colleges and your parents' health and welfare, are you really think you're going to do that all on your own and you're going to know every resource that's out there? Text ATP 79564, ATP to 79564, and the Area Trust Professionals will set up that house board, the board of directors for you. New home buyers look for green options. 11% of new home buyers stated energy efficient features as the reason for their purchase. 11%. Of those features, the following were considered very important or somewhat important: heating and cooling costs, energy efficient lighting, energy conserving landscape, solar panels on the home, energy efficient appliances, eco-friendly community features. The most popular remodeling projects done for energy efficiency. Are you ready for this? And we've shared many of these with you, and we've told you which are the good ones and the bad ones. 71% insulation upgrades, 52% your air conditioner replacement, and 47% is the one that I shared with you that's more cosmetic than valuable: vinyl wood window installations. Not always the best one for, it doesn't get you all the same as bangs for the buck, but it does get you good cosmetics. That's one of the issues there. Again, that is the real-time real estate segment. Again, brought to you by the Area Trusted Professionals of Ron Siegel Radio, your household board of directors. Text ATP to 79564, and we will get that set up for you. Gonna chat. We had about, 16,000-17,000 people looked at the replay from when Gene McNaughton was on with us about a month ago, a little less than a month ago.
That's right.
Something about and figured that if there's that many people watching the replay on YouTube, Ron Siegel One on YouTube, we better get you back in here. And then I saw this headline, and you just intrigued the heck out of me, Gene, when I saw the headline, "Why Most Salespeople Suck." And I know that almost, you spoke last time that everybody's a salesperson. And then you say, why most salespeople suck. Explain that to me. I don't get it.
Well, Ron, I mean, let's face it. I'm a buyer of stuff just like everybody that's listening to this right now. I have to buy things for my family. I got to buy things for my house. And, you know, in my professional career, I teach selling. I teach leaders how to lead better, how to get more productivity out of their people. And when I go to buy things, I am in an observation mode to understand, how is this salesperson approaching me? What is he or she teaching me? Are they only interested in trying to close me? And it is unanimous that literally every salesperson I encounter sucks. They're not good. And, you know, I really built this out of an acronym. SUCK stands for, number one, and we'll get into the details of this, is I can tell these salespeople think short term. Secondly, they completely underestimate, that's the U, they underestimate my knowledge, the research I've done online, the stuff I can find out without talking to a salesperson, because let's face it, most of us would rather get as much research as possible and then go make a buying decision. Yet I talk to salespeople and they're just like a blithering walking brochure. I'm like, I already know this stuff.
That's true. That's amazing. You're 100% right. Spot on.
Yeah.
Right? Because I mean, we walk in there and, you know, I want to tell me something I don't know, right? I did my homework. I'm not an idiot.
Well, what do we really want? And then the C is that they're only thinking about closing. And let's get into each of these individuals. And the last one is that I'll work with people that are in the K and suck, is they're too kind. They don't have the strength to help me make the decision.
Gene, you got to back up. They're too kind. I thought we want people to be kind to us.
Well, we do want people to be kind. However, you know, a good seller, if you really think about it, is somebody that when you interact with them, the first thing they do is they want to build rapport with you, right? They want to create trust on purpose. But then they've got to understand you. They've got to ask you questions. You know, what are you looking to do? How are you doing it now? What is it that you want that you're not getting now? Now, a good seller doesn't just jump into talking about features and benefits and trying to close you. A really good buying experiences, when somebody truly understands us and helps us put a program together, put a system together that will help us solve a problem or achieve our outcomes. But somebody that's too kind will only just give you the information. Now, the truth is, Ron, if I know that I can help you and I've asked questions, I've done my due diligence, and I know you want to do something, I know you have a problem to solve or you want to move in a desired direction, then it's my obligation to help you make that decision. One of the biggest issues people experience is indecision.
Which is a decision.
Well, it's really one of the worst decisions you can make, because sure. You know, the problem is that we've all been in the 80s and 90s. We've all been sold that swampland in Florida where a salesperson promised the world and didn't give us anything near that, or the product didn't do what it is they said it would do. So we've got to get out of too much kindness. And there's two traits in some of the best leaders, the best managers, and the best salespeople. Number one is they have what is called ego strength. They're strong enough to help you make a decision because it's for your own good. They already know the road ahead. You know, Ron, like in your business, you know, I can go get a mortgage from Quicken.
Right.
Right. I may think that I can go do the research and, you know, come home at night and get online, read all the stuff on Google and go to Quicken and save, you know, a couple bucks a month because I do it on my own. But do I really want to trust my limited research in doing this? Or would I rather go pay a little bit more and work with somebody that's in that business every single day like you are? Because we'll pay more. I will pay more money to know that I can work with an expert that takes time to understand me, that asks me questions, that puts a program together that will help me achieve what I'm trying to achieve. I'll pay that extra money. And if you're too kind and say, yeah, you can go do the research and you can go do all these things, then I could go out into the abyss, get too busy, stop doing my research, and move into the indecision mode. So you want to be friendly, but at the same time, your moral obligation as a seller is to help me get the benefits that I'm trying to get.
So one of the questions that seems to come up to me there would be that, and we see this a lot of times, especially in the salespeople that really do suck, is that in the absence of me delivering any kind of value or a salesman delivering any kind of value, the consumer only has one thing to go back to, and that's price. Right? I mean, why not go to Quicken or Walmart if I don't know that I'm going to get value or there's something more to be learned by going to somebody that's going to deliver the extra mile that you're talking about?
Well, I could go to Walmart to buy regular household products and
sure.
goods that I need.
Crest toothpaste, you can buy at Walmart.
Absolutely. I can also go to Amazon and within 10 seconds, I can click that and have it delivered in 2 days.
Right.
So there's always going to be somebody that's going to one up the game based on price. But I don't shop on Amazon because they're, you know, a few cents cheaper than Walmart. I shop there because of the convenience.
Sure.
Right. Right? Yeah. So I shop there because of the experience. It's click, click, click. And because I'm a Prime member, the shipping is free. And I'm like, why wouldn't I do that unless I need a spontaneous right now purchase?
And they even have Amazon Now to solve that problem.
Well, that's the point. You've got to look at the value you provide as a salesperson. Your value is not just knowing your products and services and talking about that. The real value that salespeople have, and this is why most sellers suck, is because their job is to truly understand you, ask you questions, deal with your current situation versus your future situation, and help you get into that desired state or that desired situation. And you know, one of the biggest errors in the first acronym of the S in suck is most sellers think short term. Let me give you a great example. I was just talking to my financial planner, Craig Holtzen, and he's with Edward Jones, a very reputable firm.
Sure.
And we were talking about this short-term thinking. He goes, you know, our firm is adamant about that. And our 90 years of research is how long this company's been in business. They say that before we can even justify that we've built enough trust with somebody is we've got to have at least 8 conversations.
8 conversations.
To build trust, just to build the foundation to cause somebody to want to consider moving their money from wherever they have it into Edward Jones. And they teach us, you know, our job is not to try to close somebody on the first call or ask for their business on their first call. Our job is to lay the foundation, build rapport, learn about them and their family, understand what their investment goals are. And most sellers you know, and I'm coming at this from a buyer's perspective, are thinking now, if you buy it, you know, the buy or die philosophy, and they forget the most important element in the world is this. And what Edward Jones teaches is the same thing that I teach to other selling organizations, is on average, it's going to take you about 8 contacts before somebody, unless they're like hair on fire, have to buy now, it's going to take multiple contacts to build the relationship, to build the trust. So short-term thinkers are just saying, you know, buy now, and they never follow up. Don't make that mistake.
We're going to talk more about this, either, because this is fascinating. 8 times. I wonder if that holds true on everything we buy. We're going to talk more about that with Gene when we come back. Unbelievable. Why salespeople suck. And now we've got a new definition for the acronym SUCK. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, more with Gene McNaughton. We'll also talk about disputing a credit report. Why didn't it work? And is refinancing your car loan worth it? All that and more. You can reach us anytime. Off-air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal Housing Lender.
Are you ready to overcome your biggest blocks with money and time? Your solution? Big Profits Now World Summit. The best skills and strategies to double and triple your business profits without doubling or tripling the work. This summit has gathered 24 experts specializing in business growth. It's a free online event that's happening now. Go immediately to claim your free ticket at Big Profits Now Live. Live.com. Enter your name and email and receive these free video interviews directly to your inbox. Again, that's BigProfitsNowLive.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
37% of American homeowners believe they have over 20% equity in their homes. Fannie Mae tells us 69% of American homeowners have over 20% equity in their homes. Fully 1 in 3 American homeowners are not informed about the amount of equity they have in their homes. Are you one of them? How might this be holding you back from achieving your goals? Text RSR CMA to 79564 to get a property valuation from one of the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Again, to know how much your home is really worth, simply text RSR CMA to 79564.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions, as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio, or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by VIP Mortgage. When you are ready for a mortgage, 3.62%, 30-year fixed rate APOR. Are you paying more than 3.62%? Do you qualify for the APOR rate? Just a question for you. VIP Mortgage, they've got that available right now. That is the current numbers that you should be contemplating if you're not already doing it. Now, the question becomes, though, is refinancing your car worth it? Generally, we talk about refinancing. When we're talking about refinancing cars, has to do with people that are a little bit credit challenged. And hey, there's nothing wrong with being credit challenged. My comment there is, what are you doing about it? That's all there is. What are you doing about it? There's errors on every credit report. Every single credit report has errors. 85% of the cars are purchased with a loan or leased. As a result, the total outstanding balance on car loans in America is higher than ever before. Think about this. $1 trillion, according to TransUnion, is the outstanding car loan debt. Now, if you're getting a car and you've had challenged credit, get your credit worked on. Deal with it. Get a plan in place. Get your credit report corrected. Get rid of the errors on those credit reports. Then yes, you can look at refinancing your car loan. Why wouldn't you take advantage of interest rates that are as low as they are right now? There are auto loan refinancing programs out there. 3%. Auto loan refinance programs out there for as low as 3% right now. Again, I don't sell those products. Just Google auto loan refinance. That is the Word on Wealth segment, again, brought to you by VIP Mortgage with that 3.62% 30-year fixed rate APOR. Give them a call. Give me a call. I'll put you in touch with them right now. Continuing our conversation this morning, Gene McNaughton is in the house. Gene's a sales coach, sales expert. We've been talking about salespeople that suck, and we talked about the definition of the acronym SUCK. I guess it's not just that salespeople suck. It's this acronym that helps define. If you missed it, shame on you. But you will be able to catch it. Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. We'll have all that information there. So, Gene, you got to go. I love stories. Mm-hmm. And I know as a educator, one of the best ways of educating people is through stories. So give me an idea. The worst sales experience you've had recently.
Let me count thy ways. I just recently got a car, and I can do as much research. I did tons of research online. I already knew the make, I knew the model, I knew exactly what car I wanted to get. And then I thought, you know what I'll do? I'm going to shop 3 dealers that all sell the same car, and I'm going to see where I can get the best deal, so I can kind of pit them against each other.
Right.
So I knew, you know, what was important to me, and I literally online now, you can construct the car, you can look at the rates, leasing versus buying and so forth. But here's the worst experience. I go into 3 dealers, all the headline dealer was Lexus. And I talk to individual reps and I go through the test drive, and you know, because I also want to get the experience of how they sell. I had one that it was a man, all he wanted to do was talk about how fast this car could go. Now, in the car I drove in, Ron, make note, and you can see my car outside the window right now, there are 2 child seats in the back. I'm not really concerned about going 0 to 60, and I'm not really that concerned about 8 cylinders versus 4. And he didn't take any moment to just say, so what's important to you, and what do you like about your current vehicle? What do you don't like about your current vehicle? What would the perfect one have? He didn't take any time to do that. He immediately went to benefits and features and torque and horsepower and how fast this thing can go. I could care less.
Right, exactly. Right?
If just common sense. So you want to know why salespeople suck? Common sense is not so common. Dealer number 2, I get in, I start talking to this guy, nicest guy in the world. And it turns out he tells me he's the only Asian Elvis impersonator in Southern California.
That's important.
Well, it was entertaining. And he proceeded, as we were looking at cars, to start doing Elvis impersonations because I was fascinated with that. And he was too kind. I'm not going to buy a car from this guy. I bet this guy's not even going to be here in 60 days.
Sure.
But then I go to the third one in San Diego, and this guy literally, now this was a good experience. So I go from lousy experience to lousy experience, but I was able to work these guys on price, get the lease payment where I wanted to get it, understand where their flexibility and nuances were, understand what else I can get thrown in. And by the time I got to the third guy, I had my research in a group. I already knew what the pricing model looked like. And this guy was an expert. And let me tell you why he was an expert. He didn't try to sell me anything. He asked me questions. He asked about my family. He asked about how old my kids were. He asked about how important safety was. He asked about how important gas mileage was. And it was, because I commute from Orange County to San Diego at least once a week. So there's 120, 150 miles.
Sure.
And all he did was keep asking questions and going deeper. And not once did he say, sounds good, doesn't it? Not once did he say, well, if I'm able to do A, would you be willing to do B? You know, the old Tommy Hopkins stuff learned when you were 20?
If I do this, can you buy today?
And, you know, I felt like I was in complete control of the experience. And the truth is, that guy was expert. I felt good about it. I wanted to buy from him. I wanted to get the car. I didn't just go off into the abyss of uncertainty and indecision because I had lousy experiences with the other two. It's just that here's what happens with most sellers. And if you're a business owner, a business leader, and you're listening to this right now, pay attention. Most sellers may have 10 years, 15 years of being in a sales role. Yet most of them that I encounter, and I encounter thousands every single year based on what I do, is they're just using skills and techniques that they've just picked up along the way. The stuff they've learned a little bit here and a little bit there, some of it works, some of it's lousy, some of it is, you know, mediocre at best. But none of them have a clear, complete system laid out. That they understand that, you know, mindset is everything, that how you show up and build rapport is everything, that the level and quality of questions you ask are critical so that you can build something that solves a problem for somebody, right? Most sellers, even though they've got 10 years of sales experience on their resume, what I always say is who taught you how to sell? Because are you a golfer, Ron?
Bad one.
Okay, but how long have you been a bad golfer?
My whole life.
Okay, so 20 years, 30 years you've been golfing?
Actually 26.
But you know when you're teeing off, what kind of club do you use?
Henry Griffiths.
So a driver?
Well, sometimes it's a putter, it goes further.
Okay. But you know when you're in the sand, what club do you use?
Yeah, sandwich.
And when you're going to be on the greens, what are you going to use?
I use a putter.
Right. So you know the basics of golf, yet you're self-admitted, like me, a lousy golfer.
Right.
I've been golfing, quote unquote, for 20 years. But if I came back to you, Ron, and said, look, Ron, I'm going to pay you your salary for 90 days. And at day 91, I'm going to put you on a semi-pro golf tour. And then if you get really good in this 90 days and you start golfing in a competitive way, I'm going to pay you even more based on an increase in performance. Now, if I gave you that challenge and you had 90 days to get better, what would you do to make yourself as good as possible in 90 days?
Everything possible.
Such as?
Probably try to play a round or two a day or practice.
I mean, practice.
Practice.
Well, what if you're practicing your same lousy skills and tools that you've picked up in golf over the last 20 years?
Yeah, that'd probably be a problem. I probably wouldn't get any better.
Yeah, so practice doesn't make perfect.
Right.
Practice makes permanent.
There you go. Okay.
So if I'm practicing the lousy skills over and over again, I just get really good at being lousy.
That's true.
So would you go get a coach?
Coach would make a lot of sense.
Now, would you get a coach that maybe is your buddy that also golfs 110 every round and he's terrible and drinks beer and gets hammered all the time? Or
no, I'd probably want somebody that knew what they're doing.
You'd want to get with somebody that knew what they were doing.
Butch Harmon. If I could afford him.
Would you read his books?
Absolutely.
Would you listen to his podcast?
Certainly,
Exactly. You would immerse yourself because you knew that on the other side of the fence, if you got really good, you're going to golf better, you're gonna perform better, and you'll make more money.
Absolutely.
So why doesn't the same thing happen in selling? Business leaders?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you? And if you really pay attention to this acronym of SUCK, most salespeople think short term. Two, they underestimate the knowledge of the buyer. You should already know that most buyers come in and, you know, heck, I can be in the parking lot, grab my cell phone, and I can do research on something I want to buy. I can even go do 5 price comparisons in a matter of a minute. So your job as a seller is not to be a walking brochure. Your job as a seller is to have human interaction, to understand the person, ask them what they're trying to do. I had a wonderful experience buying shoes a couple weeks ago when I was back in my hometown. So I go into the place I used to work, and you know, it's 20 years since I worked there, but I like to go there because I want to understand how good the salespeople are doing.
We're going to hold that. Great, great, great segue here, Gene.
There you go.
A perfect tease. Gene's going to tell us the right way. So you're not referred to as a salesman that sucks. So we're going to hear about that when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. We're also going to talk about disputing a credit report. When it doesn't work, then what do you do? You can reach us anytime. Call the off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, @RonSiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rates subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1866775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990. Your credit matters segment today being brought to you by creditsanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. They all are. I haven't seen one since the 90s. I shouldn't say that. I started looking at them in the 90s and I've never seen one that's completely accurate. Never. Even when people have very, very high credit scores, the report is not accurate. So it does not surprise me when I get a notice from somebody that says, I disputed my credit report error and it didn't work.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
And I've shared this with you. The credit bureaus, last time I checked it, I think it was 600,000 complaints a year to the FTC. 600,000. There's only one and only one way that you can stay in business with 600,000 complaints a year to the FTC. Yeah, talk to Donald Trump about it. The whole idea is there. The system's rigged. They pay a lot of money to lobbyists. They get what they want. One of the easiest ways to get a poor result on your credit report on the dispute is that little button that's on there that says dispute. You push that button, and I can almost promise that it's not going to work. Think about this. How does your life really fit in 140 characters? Can you really put the reason for the error in 140 characters? Do you think that's going to work? And then it just makes it easier for them to say, we looked into it, and we are correct. You are wrong.
Nothing like a little air superiority.
Exactly. So think about this. Send the letters in the right way. Cite the proper laws. Send in your driver's license, social security card, a copy of a utility bill so they can't say that you are not who you say you are, and get the job done the right way. That's why I recommend go right over to creditsanitizer.com. They'll help you with the whole thing, and you'll get a different result in most instances. I don't make any guarantees. That's not what we do, but I think you're going to see a better result than what you're used to. That is the Your Credit Matters segment. Again, brought to you by creditsanitizer.com. We're continuing our conversation this morning. Gene McNaughton is in the house, and we've been talking about poor sales experiences, poor buying experiences. But before the break, Gene was sharing that he went to his hometown. I don't know. He must have forgot his suitcase or something. He went home. He didn't realize it now that you can buy shoes almost anywhere. But he went to his hometown, bought a pair of shoes, and had a good experience. So share that a little bit with us.
Well, I'll be brief on it, but it was classic. And I went into the place I used to work at, and they didn't know me because I've been gone for 20 years. But I walked in, and I needed to get a new pair of dress shoes. I had a speaking engagement, and I went to the seller, and I said, what's the difference between these two shoes? Now, they looked the same
left
to me.
And right?
No,
oh.
It was different brands.
Okay.
And, you know, one shoe was double the price of the other shoe.
Wow.
So I wanted to test her. And instead of her jumping in to say, well, let me tell you about this shoe and let me tell you about that shoe and you can make the decision, she said, well, tell me a little bit about yourself. What do you do? And how often do you wear this black pair? How often do you wear just dress shoes? And, you know, are you aware that people begin to make decisions about you based on the shoes you wear? How long do you want these shoes to last? And she's asking me really good questions. And I'm saying, you know, what a lot of you would say, well, yeah, I want the shoes to look good. I want them to stay polished. I don't want them to scuff. I don't want them to wear out. I don't want to have to come in here every 6 months and buy a new pair. And once she asked me the questions, then she was able to not just, you know, most salespeople would fold like a chair. They would immediately start telling me about one shoe and about another shoe. And then here's the other problem, business leaders, is most of your sellers, unless they're trained right, will sell like they buy. So if you got sales reps that make, you know, little, you know, small base salaries and all on commission, they're typically buying cheaper things. They're going to sell in the way they buy. But the truth is, this salesperson said, well, look, let me understand your situation. Let me ask you a series of questions. And then she said, well, you know, based on what you're telling me, if you were just kind of run of the mill looking for some shoes, this less expensive one might be a better option. But let me tell you why this other one I think is going to fit you better. And so she understood me, and then she sold me the shoes looked identical on the surface. She said, this one, these more expensive shoes are made of real leather. That means they flex with your feet. That means they absorb sweat. That means they're going to be more comfortable. Are you on your feet a lot, Gene? And I'm like, well, yeah, some days I'm on my feet for 9 hours in a row being on stage or being in front of a group in a conference room. And she said, yeah, these other ones, while they look the same, she goes, you know what pleather is? You know, plastic and leather. She goes, so these ones aren't going to breathe as good. They're not going to flex. They're going to wear out faster. Don't get me wrong. That's a good brand. But for what it is you're doing, this is going to be a better choice. And I gladly spent more money once I understood the difference.
And she couldn't have even got to that point if she had never talked to you and asked you about you.
That's because I know the owner of this store, Rudolph Shoes. His name is Rudolph Pape. The owner of this store takes time to teach his salespeople how to serve people. Our job in selling is to help people get what they want. And if you get really good at that, and if you follow what Zig Ziglar says, service to many leads to greatness. Selling, communication, and persuasion is some of the best ways you can serve people, because your job is to help people get what they want, to help them solve a problem, to explain things that they can't read on a brochure. Now, while we're wrapping up on time, so here's the acronym for SUCK. Don't think short term. Know that it's multiple contacts and multiple touch points that creates a relationship. Number two, do not underestimate the power of your customer. They can do all the catalog research and the features and the spec research online. You can expect them to do that. The C in salespeople that suck is that they feel like they need to close people. You ever been somebody try to close you, Ron?
Absolutely.
What's that feel like?
I'm not allowed to say that on radio.
Okay. Well,
no, it's poor. It's not a good experience. You don't think that they care. I don't think they care about me.
They don't.
Just looking out for their own numbers, their own self-serving. And I generally it's just a big turnoff.
Okay, good. So when somebody's trying to close you, where does your trust level with them go? High or low?
Oh, very low.
Exactly. If there's no trust, it's a bust. You're out of there. You may have been on the cusp of selling and somebody says, sounds good, doesn't it?
And you know something, more often than not, I don't know whether it's a gender issue or what, but I don't go shopping. I'm a buyer, right? So if I walked into the store, I had an intention of buying. So if they do that type of thing to me and turn me off, you know, I'm out of there.
I tell you what, go to Nordstrom's. And, you know, that's another organization that has an impeccable training environment. You go in to buy a suit at Nordstrom's and you may think you're going in to spend, you know, X. And the odds are very much in favor. You're going to spend 2x X.
Sure.
And you're going to gladly do it. And I've had that experience and I'm like, oh, man. And here's the point. Never once do I, when I happily buy something, I never feel like I'm being closed. I feel like I'm making a very smart decision, and I'm even spending more in most cases than what I anticipated to spend. That is when you're dealing with an expert. However, you're dealing with 95% of most sellers I deal with that are weak, that really suck. All they're thinking about is short term, and I need to close you. And I told you in the last segment, Ron, that early in my career, all my boss talked about was close, close, close. Coffee is for closers. The ABCs, always be closing.
Close and next.
Close and next. And I was ingrained in my brain. I thought closing was something you did to people. And I acted that way and I behaved that way. It didn't feel good. It didn't feel authentic. I may have, you know, done something that I thought was great and somebody says, okay, call me tomorrow, we'll get this done, and then it goes dead. Well, I learned now that I closed too hard. And the very last part of closers or sellers suck is the K, and you can't be too kind.
That seems counterintuitive. Do I want to be mean to somebody?
Well, have you ever worked with somebody that was super nice and almost apathetic? Okay, well, yeah, it's up to you if you want to do it.
Kind of plastic?
Fine. Well, they're plastic. So here's what I find. I've dealt with tens of thousands of salespeople, and I always want to study the best of the best in any organization. And
sure.
I see two traits. Number one is they have empathy, right? So they truly care about other people. But number two, they have ego strength. And that means they're not too kind. And here's the truth, Ron. If I've done a good job of building rapport with you, if I've done a good job of understanding what it is you want to do, or you have a specific problem that you need solved, and I've asked you the questions so I can truly understand you, and I've built something that will help you get what you told me you want, then it's my job to say, Ron, why don't you just get this decision made? You already told me that you want to do this. You've already explained that by getting this problem solved, it's going to make your business better, your life better, whatever. If I understand those situations from you, if I've taken the time to ask you the questions, then it's my job just to get you to buy. And that's different than closing.
Right.
You know, I'll say to people, like, look, you know, I've given them information. I've shown them what they need to show them. They've seen my videos. I've had one of my clients call them to say, yes, we worked with this guy. He grew our company. He did everything he said he would do and more. If I've done all these things and somebody's still on the fence, I'm going to say, look, you can do research till you're blue in the face. And all this is doing is taking time away from not only you doing other things, but it's taking time of, the cost of lost opportunity.
Yeah, you haven't moved yourself to getting all the benefits that you've already identified that you want.
Yeah, I'm not going to walk for that. I'm saying, look, just let's just get this decision made.
Beautiful stuff. If you want more information, www.thesalesedge.co. www.thesalesedge.co. And remember, set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to Gene McNaughton for coming in, sharing with us. We got to do this again, Gene. There's a lot of great information. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun, have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5:00 somewhere.